Commitments by Simon Brett, starring Rosemary Leach as Anna, Nicola Paget as Victoria, Celia Imrie as Charlotte, and Maxine Audley as Delia. Episode 6, A Complete Break.
I think this really is one of those occasions where we can help Roger. Roger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very easy to get too involved in one's own affairs. You just the immediate family. And not look outside. One becomes isolated and ultimately selfish, don't you agree?
Maybe.
No, I'm right.
Mm.
But here is the perfect opportunity for us to look outside our own narrow concerns for once and make an appropriate gesture. The perfect opportunity, isn't it?
Look, I'm sorry, Victoria, but I'm afraid I haven't got a clue what you're talking about.
Obviously, I'm talking about Anna.
Oh, but, you didn't actually mention her name.
Didn't I? Well, it should still have been obvious.
How?
Because people who've been married a long time, and we've been married over 20 years, for goodness sake, develop a kind of rapport, a shorthand, so that they don't actually have to say all the words. They can sort of fill in the gaps for each other.
Oh, what makes you think that?
Well...
Or am I supposed to be able to fill in the answer for myself?
No, Roger. I read it in a magazine.
Oh.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Surely I don't have to tell you, do I? I thought you could fill in all the gaps for yourself.
Roger, the article just said that happily married couples get a kind of... That one of the things that makes a marriage happy is the ability to understand what... Just that you get to know each other's little habits.
Like your little habit of driving everywhere at 40 miles an hour. Can't you put your foot on it a bit?
Roger, the deal tonight was that you drank and I drove. You have more than fulfilled your side of the bargain, so don't you dare start criticizing how I fulfill mine.
No. Sorry. What were you saying?
I was talking about Anna and holidays.
Yes.
For the past 14 years, Anna's always gone on her summer holiday with Daddy.
Yes.
To Torquay.
Yes.
Which she won't be able to do this year.
No.
Because Daddy's dead.
I have actually managed to fill in that gap, Victoria.
Yes. Anyway, obviously our holiday this year will be a Gite in Brittany again.
Oh, will it?
Well, yes. But we've got a bit behind with finalising the details, what with you being, ill and, well, but now you're fully recovered.
I wouldn't actually say fully recovered, Victoria. With these mental things, it takes...
But you will be fully recovered by the time we go to our Gite.
Well...
Yes, of course you will. Which is why we should be planning our holiday now. Obviously, we want a family holiday.
What do you mean, with all the children?
Of course with all the children. What's the alternative?
Well, I suppose you and I could go away on our own.
You and I? On our own? You mean just the two of us? Together?
Well, just a thought.
I don't really.
No.
I mean, Emily, Harriet and Benji would really have their noses put out of joint if we...
Yes.
Yes. So, that's what I'm saying.
Ah. I'm sorry, Victoria, this is another gap you're going to have to fill in for me.
Well, obviously what I'm saying is that we should invite Anna to come on holiday with us.
Ah. Oh.
You could be the first recorded case, Anna, of someone dying from an overdose of charity.
Well, no, it's just that when you work with someone every day, either you spend every minute of the time hating them, or you just, I don't know, search out their good qualities.
Hell of a long search you must have had with Eddie.
He and I have a very good working relationship.
Congratulations.
And he's a very good dentist.
That's a great accolade to go on someone's tombstone, isn't it?
Well,
anyway... How is he reacting to Jan's departure?
Pretending it doesn't make any difference. Getting louder and more obnoxious than ever.
Hiding the grief inside.
Perhaps.
So no one will know about it until after the fatal overdose.
Oh, I don't really see Eddie ever doing that. Mind you, the suicide rate among dentists is very high.
Not surprised. It'd be a pretty dispiriting business. Breathing in other people's halitosis, looking at other people's tonsils all day. Enough to make anyone feel, I don't know...
You weren't about to say down in the mouth, were you, Delia?
No, I was not.
Good.
Must be a bore having one of those jobs in which everyone makes predictable jokes. Obviously, with dentistry, there's
don't bother, Delia. I've heard them all. So, I don't know who that can be. Come in.
Afternoon. Sorry to trouble you. I've got this basket of fruit to deliver for Miss Hughes next door. I couldn't get any reply.
I'm Miss Hughes.
Oh, well, that's handy. If you'd just like to sign in.
Yes, of course.
I got it.
Right.
There.
Oh, thanks very much. Cheerio.
Bye. I don't think I've ever seen so much fruit outside Covent Garden.
It's always the case. The bigger the apology, the bigger the basket.
Well, and who is the basket in this case?
Rodney suddenly appeared amorously on my doorstep yesterday. Oh, wasn't at his best.
Dear.
No, funny with men, isn't it? First they give you presents to try and get you into bed, and then they give you presents to indicate they no longer want to go to bed with you.
And that's what this means?
Oh, yes. In my experience, men always send fruit when they're no longer capable of getting fruity.
Would you like some of the quiche too, madam?
Is this all there is?
Yes, madam.
The quiche is frightfully good, Charlotte.
The day I'm reduced to eating quiche, I'll...
Is that meant to be tuna salad?
Yes, madam.
I'll have that.
Anything to drink?
Mineral water, please. Have you got any wine?
No.
Orange juice, then.
Why did we have to meet for lunch here?
Well, it's very convenient.
Convenient for what? Not convenient for wine or waiters or atmosphere or food.
Convenient if you want to have a quick bite and then look at some of the rooms in the museum.
On earth would anyone want to do that?
Both together, please. Oh, I'll get this, Charlotte.
£4.62, please.
There. That's right.
Thank you.
Table over there. The museum's actually got an exhibition of Gothic triptychs on at the moment.
Wow. Can hardly contain myself.
So, Charlotte, you really haven't sorted out a holiday yet.
No.
You should have done. Things do get booked up, you know.
Yes, I do know, but actresses also get booked up.
Not very often in your case.
If you fixed to meet just so that you can pick holes in me...
I fixed to meet so that we could talk about sorting out some kind of holiday for Anna. But with Daddy dying and everything, she needs a complete break.
So do I.
Oh, so do I. Probably more than anyone, but I'm not thinking about me. I'm thinking about Anna. I'd had a thought, first of all, that she could come away with us. But Roger's not really keen. Not that he doesn't like Anna, but he's been ill and... Well, we perhaps need time to readjust to each other.
Yes. You don't mean the two of you are going away alone together?
Oh, good heavens, no. Anyway, that's why I thought of you. I mean, you'll have to take Giselle on some kind of holiday.
No, I don't
know. Come on, you can afford it. I know exactly how much you got when Daddy died.
Yes, but...
And you don't get on too badly with Anna?
Oh, no.
Now you've given up men. Well, it could be the perfect solution.
Excuse me, is this plate finished with?
How's the celibacy going, by the way?
Wonderful. Terrific. Don't miss men at all. There's so much more time apart from anything else, particularly in the evenings. I feel sort of cleansed. You know, as if I were only drinking sparkling mineral water.
Oh. But you're not only drinking sparkling mineral water.
Good heavens, no, I need something to get me through the long evenings.
Sir, will you think seriously about taking Anna on holiday with you?
Well, it's not easy. I mean, at this stage, it's going to be hard enough to sort something out with just Giselle. Particularly to find something that gives her things to do in the evening. She isn't really old enough to enjoy a proper nightlife, much as she'd like to.
Anna wouldn't be that interested in nightlife.
No, obviously not, but...
And it could be... rather convenient for you to have a permanent babysitter on hand.
Yes. Yes, now that is a thought.
And then, I'll have to replace Mrs. Perkins' crown at 4 o'clock.
4:15, Eddie.
Oh, yes, right. She's the kind who's always going to go private, isn't she?
Yes.
If she didn't, everybody'd think her old man's double-glazing business was going down the tubes.
Mm.
And the more it is going down the tubes, the more dentistry she's going to need to maintain appearances. Mind you, I think there are a few of my other services she wouldn't mind going private for.
The next appointment's at 5. That's an extraction.
I reckon that Mrs. Perkins is really panting for a bit. You can tell every time she comes in. I've never seen a woman rinse her mouth out in quite such a sensuous way. Of course, the old man really is old in her case. Could be something to do with it. Do you think I should take pity on her?
An extraction for Daryl Smith, which means, of course, his mum coming into the surgery to hold his hand.
Why is it only the ugly ones who want to come in with their brats? The mums whose hands I wouldn't mind holding, they always want to seem to stay in the waiting room.
Well, there might be a message in that, mightn't there, Eddie?
What?
And then at 5:45, Mrs. Motson's coming in for the first stage of her root canal work.
All right. Well, I think I can cope with that lot.
Yes. Had anything from Jan?
No. Not that I'm interested. She can do what she likes as far as I'm concerned, silly cow. Mm. I was never really cut out for monogamy, Anna. Bit of a square peg in a round hole. Oh, well, perhaps it would be more accurate if I were to say it.
I think I can work it out, Eddie. Pity about that cut to Mr. Howard's mouth this morning.
Yes, well, first appointment of the day. Hand's always a bit shaky.
Yes.
All right, I've been hitting the bottle a bit since. That's only temporary. Soon get back on an even keel.
Yes.
The trouble is, there's not a lot else to do in the evenings when you're... Oh, that silly cow. No, that's been the trouble, of course. What marriage does is it cuts you off from all your other social resources. Suddenly you're out of it. You find you don't know anyone.
No.
Oh, only a temporary state of affairs, of course. Stacks of women out there who'd give their eye teeth and a few other things for a chance to meet up with a red-blooded, rather well-heeled kind of a... But it takes a bit of time to rebuild the network.
Yes. Well, anyway, perhaps if you were to lose end one evening, you could come over to my place for a meal.
Oh, yes, I'd like that. When did you have in mind?
You do just leap in with both feet, don't you, Anna?
Well, I don't know. Through all the macho bluff, he just sounded so pathetic.
If a man's only qualification for a dinner invitation from you has to be that he's pathetic, you're very quickly
going to be in trouble. I know. Anyway, he's coming on Thursday, and the only thing that's going to prevent the occasion from being totally grisly is if you come too.
Oh,
and Adelia, you do owe me.
Don't let's get into profit and loss accounting, Anna. I'm not sure that I'd enjoy the figures. Yes, of course I'll be there. What are you going to cook?
I hadn't thought yet.
Do something with fruit.
Why?
Because out of that European fruit mountain I got from Rodney, I've so far only eaten one plum.
Oh, right. I think it could be an absolutely wonderful solution, Roger.
Maybe.
No, Corfu or somewhere like that, or Spain. Mallorca, maybe.
Is that the sort of place they'd like?
Oh, yes. Charlotte couldn't cope with anywhere authentic. I mean, of course, when we go away, we like just to blend in. Become part of the community. Mix with the local peasants as if there was no difference in our backgrounds at all. And that's what we've always enjoyed on our holidays, isn't it?
Well...
Whereas Charlotte gets totally terrified by the real countryside, whatever country it's in. She just wants London with a bit of sun, sand and cheap booze. You know, discotheques, boutiques, that kind of thing. No, she needs somewhere touristy.
But what about Anna?
Oh, Anna's very accommodating. I mean, I'm sure she'll spend most of her time with her head buried in a book. So it hardly matters where she is. She'll just be so glad to be invited anywhere.
Terrible difficult trying to set up holidays when we're single.
Mm.
They even charge extra for a single room, you know, just to rub it in.
Rub what in?
Well, being single. You know, the social inadequacy, I suppose.
Marriage isn't the answer to everything, Victoria.
No, I'm not saying it is, but I mean, well, say in our case, we've always got each other.
Yes.
And Emily, Harriet and Benji.
Yes. Yes, we have, haven't we?
No, I think it's perfect. They can all do beach things together during the day, and then in the evenings, Anna can entertain Giselle. You know, play Scrabble. Though, actually, I'm not sure that Giselle's intellectually up to Scrabble, but whatever. While Charlotte goes off to the discos and picks up a variety of unsuitable, swarming waiters.
I thought you said she'd given up men.
Oh, yes, but Charlotte's fads never last long. No, she'll be back on men by the summer. It was the same with the hula hoop.
Oh, and you're sure Anna's going to like this idea?
Of course.
Well, I'd have thought...
Roger, I grew up with Anna. I think we can assume I know her a little better than you do, hmm?
If you say so, Victoria.
Here we are.
Terrific. I always love it when the girls take me back to their place.
Yes. Delia will be over as soon as she sees the lights come up.
Do you not get lonely, Anna, rattling around in a great big place like this?
No.
I would.
Well, people are different. But
boys and girls are different, I do know that. Et vive la différence, eh?
Did well in?
Oh, no, no. Beauty before age.
Hang your coat up there and go through to the sitting room. I'll just check the oven and get us a drink.
No, am I allowed one?
Nothing against moderate drinking, Eddie. I just don't want the DTs for Mrs. Motson's root canal first thing in the morning, do we?
No. you're going to look after me this evening, huh?
I'm going to monitor your drinking anyway. Now, do go through.
All right. Oh, is this for you?
What?
It's addressed to you.
Oh. Oh, thank you. From Delia.
Trouble?
No. Just, she can't join us this evening.
Oh, really? Is she sick?
No. No, it's one of her ex-lovers has turned up out of the blue and taken her out.
Ah.
Somebody called Rodney.
Oh, well, lucky Rodney.
Hmm.
And, lucky Eddie, eh?
Yes. Well, I'll go and get us that drink.
Right. Hey, amazing display of fruit you've got here, Anna.
What about Ithaca?
Isn't that where something famous happened in some legend? I mean, didn't Perseus find the golden fleece there?
It was Jason who found the golden fleece, Charlotte.
Same difference.
And that wasn't on Ithaca. Ithaca was where Ulysses set out from.
Well.
And where Penelope waited for him. And when he finally came back, she recognized him because there was this boat.
All right. We all know you got A-levels.
Oh,
yeah. Looks a bit quiet. It says here, unspoilt. Always a bad sign. Means everything closes when it gets dark.
So?
Well, you've got to have a bit of nightlife when you're on holiday, haven't you?
I thought you'd given up, men.
Oh, honestly, Vicky, sometimes you're so parochial. So Beckenham. Nightlife doesn't necessarily involve men.
No? The sort of Club 1830 style holidays you've had in the past always seem to involve men.
I've never been on a Club 1830 holiday, and I certainly wouldn't go on one now.
No, well, they wouldn't let you now, would they? You'd be disqualified on the grounds of being...
Yes, thank you, Vicky.
Anyway, you were telling me about the fact that nightlife doesn't need to involve men.
Of course it does, and it can take lots of other forms.
Like?
Well, lots of other forms. You know, it is quite strange to think I might never go to bed with another man.
I somehow doubt if that'll actually be the case.
Oh, it's quite possible. I mean, celibacy suits me so well, and nowadays with all the risks. No, I wouldn't be at all surprised if I never do again. Thing is, though...
Hmm?
Well, it does suddenly make the last time I went to bed with a man become enormously important, doesn't it?
I don't see why.
Oh, but it does. It makes it a kind of... Well, almost like a shrine. You know, a really significant moment, a kind of watershed in my life. Up until that moment, I was the old Charlotte. And then from that moment on, I was the new Charlotte.
The born-again virgin?
Oh, it's very easy to be snide, Vicky. I'm just saying that for me, the last time I went to bed with a man will always be, well, a very significant memory.
Oh, right. And who was it?
Who was what?
The last man you went to bed with.
Well, must have been Malcolm, I suppose. But I'm not actually sure that... I'll have to think about this, Vicky. Just a minute. What's today?
Thursday.
No, the date.
Well, it's the...
Hello?
Charlotte, it's Patrick.
Patrick! I thought you were off filming in South America.
I am. I'm calling from Caracas.
Caracas? How thrilling.
So, what have you been up to, Lottie?
Well, hardly anything, actually, Patrick. The agent put me up for this commercial for a new brand of ozone-friendly pet deodorant, but needless to say, some talentless little actress whose father just happened to be a rather well-known actor by the name of... And don't worry, I'll ring you on that number on Sunday at 7 p.m. our time.
Promise?
Yes, of course I promise, darling.
I'll better ring off now. But I'd be really pleased if you could do it.
So would I, darling.
Oh, bye, Patrick, darling.
Bye, Lottie, love.
Bye.
Well,
you'll never guess what Patrick suggested.
No, of course I won't, unless you tell me.
Well, you know he's out in South America filming.
Yes,
yes. He's got a 2-week break in the schedule at the end of June.
Oh, so you're going to see him when he comes back.
No, he's thinking he might stay out there.
Oh?
Spend 2 weeks in Acapulco. And he's asked me to go out there and join him.
Oh. But if you take up his offer, won't he be expecting you to go to bed with him?
Yes, I suppose he will, knowing Patrick.
So where will that leave your vow of celibacy?
Well, that was hardly a vow. I mean, a firm intention, yes, but hardly a vow. You have to be flexible in life, you know. Needs must when the devil drives, Vicky.
Would you like some more, Eddie?
No, no. No, that was just totally... No, thanks, sir. No more room.
Fruit? I can wave the fruit flies off.
No, and... really, thank you. I think fruit would... Poof. There was quite a lot of fruit in what we ate, wasn't there?
Mm.
Gawana, thank you for taking me in.
I haven't taken you in, Eddie.
Oh, but you...
And you're not taking me in either. Thank you.
Oh, surely I can just hold your hand.
Well, you can, but I'd rather you didn't.
Why not?
Well, there just doesn't seem a lot of point.
Well, you mean you find it offensive?
No, just pointless.
Oh, what you're really trying to say is that it's sexual harassment.
No, I'm not. Eddie, I don't regard what you do as sexual harassment.
Oh.
Sexual irritation, maybe. But I mean, if one of these fruit flies buzzing around all the time could be said to be harassing me, then you harass me.
Ah, you're only saying that. You know that you really find me irresistible.
Do I?
Yes. Going to bed with me, Anna, would really fulfill you.
Oh.
As a woman.
Good. I think that's what I'd prefer to be fulfilled as. All right, then, Eddie.
What do you mean?
All right, then. Let's go to bed.
What? But we can't do it here.
Why not?
Well, it would be...
I mean, this house does have 5 bedrooms, you know. All with beds in.
Yes, but I didn't mean now.
No, of course you didn't.
What's that?
Bloody fruit fly. Got it. Care for a plum?
Morning, Eddie.
Morning, Anna. Nearly there, Mrs. Motson.
Uh-huh.
Just one more tiny wee bit to get out.
Nice, steady hand, Eddie.
Thank you, Anna. There, Mrs. Motson. Now, let's just have a look. Ah, yes, excellent. All gone. Have a rinse. Thank you very much for yesterday evening, Anna.
The pleasure was all mine.
Yes. Any sign of Delia this morning?
No, didn't come back. Dirty little stop out.
Oh, why are you talking about Miss Hughes?
Yes.
Oh, how is she?
How is she?
Well, yes, I saw the ambulance outside her house yesterday afternoon. I wonder what...
Ambulance? I didn't want to worry you.
I see.
I mean, as soon as I fell, I knew I'd broken something. It's the brittle bones.
Yes.
And I didn't think you'd thank me for breaking up your evening.
Oh, why should your breaking your ankle have broken up my evening?
Well, I know you. You'd have been round looking after me and...
Would I? Because I'm a compulsive carer again, is that it?
Yes, I just didn't want you to worry.
And you thought booking yourself in here would prevent me from worrying because I'd find your note saying you'd gone off with Rodney?
Yes.
Even though you knew I'd never believe it?
Why not?
Because you told me that was all over. He sent you the fruit, remember?
Yes.
And I think you also must have worked out that in time I'd find out where you were.
Well...
And come running to see you.
Well, yes, but...
As I have done, Delia.
Yes.
And if you'd thought it through, you'd have realised that all your attempts not to worry me would have done would have been to worry me. Not to mention giving me a very sticky evening with Eddie.
Well, I
expect emotional blackmail from my sisters, Delia.
I'm a bit disappointed to get it from you.
But it... I genuinely wanted to come here so that you didn't feel under any pressure to look after me.
Oh, good. Well, that's fine, isn't it? Well, I must be off. So I'll probably come and see you in a couple of days.
Yes, fine.
But I mean, you wouldn't want me to get trapped into my caring role again by offering to take you home with me now, would you?
No.
Well, you did, after all, want to come into this nursing home to stop that happening, didn't you?
Yes.
So, you got what you wanted.
Yes.
And everybody's happy.
Yes.
Bye, Delia.
It is quite a big sheet, Roger.
Yes.
As sheets go, so there'll be plenty of room.
Oh, yes.
I mean, the details say you can put beds up in that stables bit.
Uh-huh.
And I really think we owe it to Anna. I mean, now Charlotte's running off to Acapulco with a toy boy.
Is Patrick technically a toy boy?
Well, he works in television.
Oh, right.
So, we're agreed.
If you say so, love.
I do. No, I am eternally grateful, Roger, that we have the kind of marriage in which we discuss everything.
Oh, yes.
And come to mutual decisions.
Mind you, in this case, I think it might be better if...
It's ringing.
Hello?
Anna, love? It's Victoria.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Fine.
And Roger?
Fine.
And Emily, Harriet and Benji?
All fine.
Good.
And you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Anna, I wondered if you'd given any thought to having a holiday this year.
Yes, I have.
Oh, well, look, before you make any bookings or anything...
Well, I've already made the bookings.
What? Bookings? To go away?
Yes, in June.
In June? Where to? Torquay?
No, China.
China? You mean China as in...
Yes, as in China, yes.
On your own?
No. With a friend. I always promised myself that after Mummy and Daddy were dead, I'd go to China. And, well, now they are dead, so I'm going to China.
Oh, but China? I mean, China, Anna? But, Anna, you never said.
No. Well, Victoria, you never asked.
No.
In A Complete Break by Simon Brett, Rosemary Leach played Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, Celia Imrie, Charlotte, and Maxine Audley, Delia. Stephen Moore played Roger, James Green, Eddie, Nicholas Murchie, Patrick and the Delivery Boy, and Alison Reed, Mrs. Motson and the Waitress. The theme music was composed by Elizabeth Parker of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. No Commitments was produced by Paul Schlesinger.